aflatoxins are toxic substances produced by fungi that grow on pet food ingredients like peanuts, corn, and other grains. Experts warn that the accumulation of these toxins in an animal's body can lead to liver damage, blood clotting, and in severe cases, death. Timothy Manda is the veterinary clinic manager at the Blanta Society for the Protection and Care of Animals, which has been testing the dogs. He told VOA that symptoms include a yellowish tint on the dog's skin, hemorrhagic diarrhea or body diarrhea, and sometimes vomiting.
Well, for the past 2-3 weeks, we haven't received any dog suffering from the problem. But from the time it started somewhere around April up to somewhere around early August, the estimations could be somewhere around 450 dogs so far have died.
He says the aflatoxin contamination was suspected after noticing that the dogs were not responding to treatment.
Under normal circumstances, once we start the treatment, the right treatment, we could get the good results from the treatment. But in these scenarios, they were all ended up dying despite whatever treatment given. Nothing could work out.
Banda says the affected dogs were those fed with insima, a thick porridge prepared for maize or maize hassocks. Alfred Manda, a resident of Chirimba Township, told VOA that he lost 3 dogs in August.
The kind of food I mostly give out to my dogs is insima, prepared from flour that is made from the remains of a maize called madea. To me, I thought it was a healthy diet. I wish I knew area. I wish I could have done things better to save my dogs. But unfortunately, that's the sad reality that I have faced.
Health experts warn that aflatoxins can also induce tumors in the liver of animals and humans. Health officials in Malawi, where maize is the staple food, have not reported any human deaths resulting from consuming contaminated maize. In Zambia, media reports indicate over 400 dogs died in July after consuming maize meal contaminated with aflatoxins. Malawi authorities are advising dog owners to switch to alternative starches such as rice until the outbreak is contained. Lameck Masina, VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.